Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories you heard, news at the top of the hour. Yeah, the final House seat was won back by a Democrat, I guess you could say, because the Republican in their previous meeting 2 years ago had only won by, I don't know, around 400 votes. So, yeah, it went back to Democrat. Anyway, bottom line is 220 Republicans versus 215 Democrats. That is the current makeup of Congress.
Didn't they get it back like 158 votes or something really low like that?
Yeah,
it was.
Well, it's the old thing, you know. If you count long enough, it's just amazing how it trends toward the Democrat. It's just the most amazing thing. Yeah, if you could figure out how that works, you could probably crush it on the roulette table. But I haven't figured it out yet. But I do know the longer it goes on, that's the overall tendency. Yep. All right. What else? Pete Hegseth. I mean, who didn't like the guy?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've probably seen him on the Fox News Channel. And got military veteran. Mm-hmm. All right. Handsome fella. Seems to be pretty bright. I think he is very well liked.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got a couple of things in his past. And here's the thing. A lot of people do. Okay. That shouldn't damn you for life, especially if you're a believer. We know it doesn't work that way. But he didn't, apparently, wasn't fully open.
Right.
When, you know, the Trump team was kind of, you know, vetting him, if you will. Hey, what else do we need to know? I mean, they're there. They have, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They've got like a pad and a paper. Okay. What else do we need to be aware of in your past? And they don't ask if there's anything. They say, what do we need to be aware of?
They assume. Yeah. Well, everybody has something.
They're in the business of politics, so that's generally how it goes. Anyway, he's on the bubble as it stands. I think this morning maybe we might hear that he's not going to be the choice and that they're going to move on to Governor Ron DeSantis. I have nothing to base that on other than my gut, and currently I have pretty good gut bacteria in there now, so I think my gut could be correct.
So what does that how does that play out for the future then? So, okay, our lieutenant governor moves up. There'll be an election again at some point. We know multiple people who would like to be the governor in Florida. And then what does DeSantis do? Because, well, down the line, let's say, well, let me back up. He's used to running a state. Then he'd be used to running an apartment. What happens in 2028?
Well, that is, you know, the $64,000 question, because would he not want to take another run? Because the only person that beat him the last go around was Donald Trump himself. He will not be a candidate, obviously. Now you'll have to face a 4-year vice president with that tenure in J.D. Vance. I guess a lot will depend on how popular J.D. Vance is considered at time.
Yeah.
Would he take a back seat to him? Would he run and see? Well, let's see what the polls do. Let's go through Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if I'm gaining ground or vice versa, we'll go with the flow.
Yeah.
And between those two guys and the way they handle themselves, I could see them working it out fairly quickly. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Professionally. And say, hey, let's let the people decide.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, you know, maybe he would serve as VP if that was the direction, if the people were supporting J.D. Vance. And so,
just to do that, you've kind of got to do the math. Okay, do you want? Can you be VP for 8 years, and then how old are you? And then you go for the presidency again. So I don't know. Just something to think about.
That's true too. I mean, there's some wide open sort of options. There's still a lot of pieces to get into place. I mean, you know, Trump doesn't have all his, not even close to having a lot of his picks in there. And how much fruit is he going to pick from this great state of Florida?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
I'll
again,
ask Wilton Simpson about that.
Well, we're pretty fortunate that we don't
have a shortage of talent. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're going to talk to one of the more talented folks from this here Sunshine State. We call her Kat, but we address her as Congresswoman,
yep,
Kat Kamick, and she'll be on the show in less than an hour. We'll ask her about these picks and other things going on, like things we don't really get the inside scoop on, and she's privy to a lot of that, like what's going on in South Korea with the institution of martial law. Apparently that has been pulled back, but wow.
People I mean, are still ticked. They were not happy about that.
Well, yeah, I can imagine. So. Gosh, it's almost like, you know, COVID, where they told you to, you know, not leave your house and
don't go to church, shut down your business,
and wear masks, and
walk one way down a grocery aisle.
Yeah, because that's science.
Or don't be out too late because, you know, the COVID germs, they know what time it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this just in.
Yes.
Not just in, but barely. Vaccine mandates were, ready, not supported by science. And?
Yeah.
Did more harm than good. Now that more people know that than did previous, do you think that a lot of the people, and yeah, I'm going to pick on Gainesville, do you think they'll stop it with the silly masks? Because they've kept this little charade on for quite some time.
No.
Yeah.
They love anything that's controlled.
Yeah, I stop at one of the local supermarkets, maybe on my way out into the... out in God's country, Clay County, where good conservatives live.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'll stop by the local grocery store here, and I'm like, these people are just weirdos. I'm sorry.
Believe me, I live among them.
Driving in their car by themselves with their mask on, it is just...
Well, you don't want to catch something that you might have.
Well, look, there's some people that have a compromised immune system for various reasons. I mean, truly do. God bless you. That's why you got to be careful. You don't want to be... You know, judging people personally, so that's why I do it in a general way. Yeah,
from a distance. But let me ask you this, though. Pre-COVID, did you see as many people before COVID with a mask on as you do now?
Not even close.
So that's kind of my thing. It's like, okay.
The only time I ever saw somebody with a mask on was usually a photograph or video based on people in China.
Yes.
And that was due to, in fact, at that time, because of their heavy pollution.
Oh, they wear them on a whim. They've got the market on masks in China, for
sure. Yeah, I mean, my nephew taught school over there a few years back in Shanghai. And although where he was, it wasn't too bad, but there were days when, they would put warnings out, and it was nasty.
Oh,
nasty. So anyway... This report, this is supposed to be the final report from the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. It concluded its two-year-long investigation. They wrapped up its report, described as the single most thorough review of the pandemic conducted to date. It highlighted key findings. A summary of the report shows that the committee concluded the COVID-19, quote, most likely emerged from a laboratory in Wuhan, China, unquote.
What? Come on. Where's the bat in the wet market?
2 years. Yeah. Thorough investigations. People on the ground in China. So-called experts. On and on the list goes. And again, this is not a pat myself on the back. But I was very early on going, we have a lab and we work in concert with the Chinese.
Uh-huh.
On gain-of-function stuff. This is where it came from. Not some wet market where a bat was having sex with a rhinoceros. This is so absurd.
Would be. Yes, it would be. Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what they tried to sell people. And I met with somebody who, I consider a longtime friend.
Uh-huh.
And he defended that. Oh, our scientists have a sample of the COVID, and it has not been, manufactured, messed with, or engineered, or gained of function. Now, I don't know that he would knowingly lie to me.
Maybe it's not knowingly.
The guy's a pretty smart guy.
Mm.
That's sad.
Yeah.
7:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. All you have to do is go wherever you normally download your podcast, get it, click on subscribe. But coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in and get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control is next. 877-975-9825.
With so much to talk about,
an armed society,
there's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
All right. Warm those fingers up. Yeah. And get ready to push the buttons to call in.
Which buttons?
The ones on your phone.
What are they?
They're, I don't know, buttons, electric circuitry.
That numbers on them, Bob?
They do.
Okay.
That they've got usually 0 through 9. Oh, you want our phone numbers?
Could you be specific? Yes.
Oh, the numbers to call in.
Yes.
Well, I thought everybody knew.
Never assume.
877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. You don't want to be one of those. So warm it up, pump it up. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, and it is time for you to call in for what's bugging you. And let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me, and maybe Homan is just kind of holding his cards close to his chest, but I appreciate the emphasis on prioritizing finding the double criminals, because entering the country illegally is a crime. But what I hope is if they find one bad guy and 9 other illegals, that they sweep them all up and get them ready for deportation. I know he probably can't announce that publicly. It'll cause too much fear. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that they have an overwhelming task just if they're going after the ones who have committed felonies. Let's start with that and see where we can go from there. But to your point, yeah, I get it. Like, if you've already got a group, just deport en masse. And sometimes maybe that might make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go to, before we go to Phil, I want to give out those phone numbers again, because during What's Bugging You, honestly, there's never an open phone line, and I know the cold weather has something to do with it. So I'm going to give you an extra second. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
Well, on the deportation issue, I think they should really prioritize the Chinese illegals, because you can't get out of China without permission from the government. These people are actually foreign agents, or maybe what have you, military assets in this country, and get them before they commit an illegal act. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, no, well said. I feel the same way. The Chinese nationals did just stumble upon the old Mexican U.S. border. No, and there is every reason to say there should be a greater level of concern and fear when these folks are here. And he's also alluding to the fact that there was a recent arrest of a Chinese national basically shipping arms from California to the folks in North Korea.
Mm-hmm. What could go wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. 877-975-9825, if you want in. Good morning, Anthony. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that people seem to be confused about what kind of government we have. We do not have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. And I think everybody needs to understand and realize that.
Yeah, that's and for some reason, I mean, the people that you would expect, like, the people in Washington, D.C. And you have to wonder why they constantly refer to it as a democracy. I think it's the lefties' way of trying to make it more of a mob rule type scenario.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we have a representative constitutional republic. And the reason we have that is that's the only way that you can protect individual rights. That's one of the great things that separates America from everybody else. We actually enjoy individual rights, not just rights of the people. No, individually, that protects you against the mob, so to speak. Let's go to Jack. Good morning. What's bugging you?
You know, what's bugging me this morning is the fact that everybody here in America didn't get a blanket statement pardon. I mean, I'm sure we've all done things that we would like to be pardoned on. I mean, I think before Biden leaves office, he should just issue a straight blanket statement pardon for every American and just wipe the slate clean. Because, I mean, if that's what he's going to do for his family, I mean, we're the American family. Let's just all have a clean slate.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. I mean, really, there is something to that because isn't this is so broad ranging that this could be like future crimes could be covered. How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. The Chinese national that's sending weapons over to North Korea or in China or whatnot, that doesn't make sense to me. They have all the AK-47s they need. Why is this our excuse of what this guy's done?
I cannot answer that. I mean, what you're saying makes sense.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder why you need one guy in China, from China, to be even doing it at all. It's like, yeah, they've got weapons. Why do they need them from America? What are they getting that they don't have?
Well, and are they really going to North Korea? Because apparently he's shipping firearms, ammunition, and other military items,
right,
which are not named, concealed inside shipping containers that are going to go through from Long Beach to Hong Kong. So are they really going from Hong Kong to North Korea? How do we know that? I don't have the security clearance, probably, for that.
Good
but
question.
It may be something we could run by Congresswoman Kat Kamick, who we will be speaking to in about 30 minutes or so. All right. Hope you're enjoying a happy hump day, Trump day. It is 7:28, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Hunter full and unconditional pardon.
Bail his son out instead of doing what's right.
Biden making a major reversal ahead of his exit from office.
As it happens.
Trump cabinet nominees targeted with death threats.
No one should have to live in fear.
The news station.
The fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. There is going to be a mass deportation. Don't test us.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe. All right. I did say it's a happy hump day, Trump day, so let's get some Trump stuff in there for you. Miami-Dade County, they debuted a brand new name for a road.
Really?
President Donald J. Trump Avenue.
Whoa, that's nice.
It has a ring to it.
Yes, it does.
I like it. And
kind of like Fifth Avenue, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, look, this also is a reminder that it was Donald Trump that flipped to red this presidential election, this area. Which I don't think had been that way since, would it would be Reagan, probably?
Yeah, probably so.
Yep, they're honoring him by renaming one of their streets in his name. Hialeah's awesome. Palm Avenue will now be called President Donald J. Trump Avenue. Oh, I like it. It's official.
I like it.
And that came from County Commissioner Kevin Marino Cabrera. He announced that on Tuesday. Today, we ratified the city of Hialeah's initiative to honor President Trump's legacy of championing freedom and opportunity by co-designating Palm Avenue, a vital artery in our community, as President Donald J. Trump Avenue. I love it. I think it's great. And he says, Miami-Dade County strongly supported President Trump during the election, and this designation serves as a lasting tribute to his leadership and vision for our nation. It also honors Trump's historic comeback victory, which saw him overcoming countless cases of lawfare, even getting a mugshot, and surviving an assassination attempt. Trump won the hearts and minds of many after the powerful and inspiring way he reacted after an assassination took an attempted kill shot at him in July, grazing his ear when he triumphantly stood up, pumping his fist and shouting, "Fight, fight, fight," to the crowd while blood was streaming across his face. Well said. Well done.
Yep.
Miami-Dade County. All right, maybe I will visit there again someday.
Yeah, there you go.
Also, along with all these picks that the president is making to surround himself with smart and good people, Alex Marlowe made the comment on Breitbart TV, and this probably will be echoed by many in the coming days, because there has been a lot of talk about the pardoning of Hunter Biden. I don't get all caught up in that. I know there's still even some Democrats are mad at him over that. I'm like, you're the president. You're going to pardon your son. And anybody who says that they wouldn't in similar circumstances, God bless you is all I can say. God bless you.
Bless your heart.
Can we keep it real?
Yeah.
For every once in a while, just like kind of forget the R&D thing for just a second and say, okay, you have the power to keep your son out of prison. Are you going to utilize that or not?
Of course they are.
Man, come on. Anyway, but what Marlowe said was, Donald Trump should pardon every single person and commute the sentences of every person who was involved in January 6th. It was so overblown, we need to send a signal that you're not allowed to do that to the American people. Every single one, I don't know, shouldn't it be taken on a case-by-case basis? I mean, what if somebody did, and there's video and witnesses that say you struck a police officer?
Right.
I mean, law and order, you want to stand up for that. I mean, you can't put him away for 20 years for that, but assault and battery on a law enforcement officer and what kind of punishment that would call for. I don't think that's unreasonable. I don't know about a blanket thing. If you were there and you were arrested and had anything to do with that event, and I don't know that that's in our best interest either, and I'll tell you why. I want another look at this thing, because I think the determination will be made fairly quickly that you're going to have a lot of operatives that were working for either the FBI or the CIA that were there on site. They were the rabble-rousers. I think that an example was made out of the one guy because his name got out there. He was on like a, it wasn't a most wanted list, but it was like actively seeking to talk to. Then all of a sudden it disappeared. And do you remember the name I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
The man who had a Trump hat on. Yeah. He was trying to rile people up even the day before. It's pretty clear that he was working for some facet of our government off the books, of course. So, yeah, we need to unwind some of that, I think. That would be one of the things that going back and taking care of that, I think that's also going to help you to make determinations of some of the people that you can easily get rid of in the government.
Good point.
You can say, okay, well, look, this guy was answering to this group or this guy. He was your contact, and so you got involved in a political situation, operation, whatever you want to call it. Bye-bye. And start from there. But yes, everyone else who just happened to be there.
Yeah, that's too much.
And they're rounding them up. Yeah. No, that's absolutely unacceptable.
Because some of those same people are the ones who were being escorted in. You know, barricades were taken down. They were waved in. I mean, we watched some of the video. It looked like they were getting a tour of the Capitol.
Well, thank God for the courage of Tucker Carlson, who was only one who had the courage to show all that video, you know, excerpts of the hours and hours, not cherry-picked it to make it look the worst and the most violent. And there you could clearly see the guy with the horns on his hat and that, who got a lot of attention. They were showing him around, and not via any sort of threat either. They actually were opening door to door, and he was going through there. It became obvious, painfully obvious, what was really going on. All right, Trump attorneys filed a motion to dismiss the Manhattan business records case. Again, this never should have seen the court of law. But in their filing, they note the position special counsel Jack Smith took at the Department of Justice in two federal cases against Trump, kind of using that to say, look, everybody's, you know, dropping their cases. And so they filed a motion to dismiss. We'll see what the reaction is to that. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Kaffir Carroll, good morning.
Good morning. Hopefully I have enough battery. Three quick points about the possible pardoning the January 6th people in prison. Well, for one thing, I hear that some paperwork was found in the FBI and covered that the implication of the provocateurs in the January 6th, and also that the guy's name was Ray Epps.
Yeah, thank you.
And who was instigating and released and never served any time. And also that as far as the, some of them that were violent, I've heard talk that the time served already is equivalent to what they would have gotten in D.C. at the time anyway for those infractions.
I was wondering about that time frame as well. So there you go. Then you're right. And just let them all out. And guys like Ray Epps, there.
Oh my goodness!
There might have been only one guy named Ray Epps, whatever his real name is. Who knows? But I can tell you that there were many, I believe, that were, say, taking on a similar role,
yes,
if you will. And yeah, I think when they dig into some of that, it'll make it easier for them to say, "There's the door," because it's going to lead to, you know, folks that have. Mm-hmm. The government, they don't have that that paywall, if you will, or whatever. You know what I mean? These off-the-books guys that are helping them out. Nope. You find the guys that are entrenched in there, and you get rid of them. All right. Can we get bacon cheaper? Will our police begin to ride more horses? What would be the outcome if we took Canada on as our 51st state?
Oh.
A?
Cheaper bacon?
A?
I like that.
A? People probably get tired of that.
Yeah.
Trump said we're taking over Canada. It's going to be the 51st state. But as a gesture of kindness, he said, don't worry, Trudeau. You can stay there as like a governor.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah.
No, he really said that. Chokingly.
He says lots of things.
Yeah, we'll share that with you. But coming up, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be on the air at approximately 8:05. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Burr. Yeah.
What you said. Burr.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yep.
When your fingers and toes are cold, that's officially cold, and we officially are going to protest against that.
Yes.
We live in the Sunshine State. Hello? Yeah. Let's warm it up. Let's get it nice and toasty.
Mm.
It's all, you know, I'm thinking about like a bonfire.
Yeah.
It's almost too cold for that.
Because you've got to be outside. So, yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
So it's like the front of you is warm, and then and the back of you is cold. So you rotate once in a while. You feel like, you know.
Yeah, and there's a name for that. I think it's called a rotisserie, and I'm really not sure I want to be on that spit.
That was the visual that I got. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Well done, sir. So, Greg, do tell insider gossip. Mm-hmm. You were at the company Christmas function last night, which I failed to attend because, well, I can't make an excuse better than yours, but we get up pretty early. You live in town, at least. You sacrificed. What did I miss?
Well, if I told you, well, you know.
You'd have to kill me? Well, wow, it was pretty wild.
It was a pretty wild party, you know. I'm not saying who was on the tables. I'm not saying who showed up with who. I ain't saying nothing.
Well, here's what I want to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Yesterday marked my 23rd year officially.
Yes.
23 year anniversary at the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't be more pleased and blessed to work with the people I work with. First of all, you, Greg.
Thank you.
And our boss, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And his boss, Peter, but really some of the stars behind the scenes are account executives.
Yep.
That is how we pay our bills, by our fantastic clients that have, many of them have supported us the majority or all of those 23 years. And that is exceptional.
Oh, that doesn't happen everywhere.
And they don't just do it because Greg schmoozes them and is a nice guy.
Can't hurt.
Because it is effective.
They get
it
results.
Does work. We get the word out. But I just want a special tip of the hat, because doing sales work is not easy.
Oh, no.
And
we don't want to do it.
And they're in the trenches all the time, and they do a fantastic job. So really, my hat is off to the sales folks, except for Tom Duffy, who's still a jerk.
Well, yeah, but that just kind of goes without saying.
But I mean that with love, and he knows it. He's like, he said my name. That's all he's thinking about. He said my name. Hey, I got a text from somebody who said, you said my name.
Yeah.
I love you all. I feel, no, and I'm serious. I feel very, very blessed and very fortunate. This is a tough business. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. And to say 23 years in the same place.
That's pretty amazing.
It's very amazing.
I mean, they've tried to get rid of him. He just will not leave.
Well, it's called an ironclad no-cut contract. And if corporate has to pay $12.95 to get rid of me, no, they're not going to do that.
They're not letting go of that kind of cash.
Thank God.
Good deal.
President-elect Donald Trump joked about taking over Canada. Wow, is he going to get in trouble for this? Is there going to be a backlash?
Oh, somebody will say something stupid.
But yeah, because you can't joke about anything these days. I'm sure there's some in Canada that would be irritated. But he did, I know, mean it in all good fun. And taking over Canada, following reports of a joke that he made. This was during a visit by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau over the weekend. Trudeau visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago. He visited Hitler in the eagle's nest.
Wow.
It's so crazy when you look back at who was doing it. I can't remember if it was Jesse Waters or Laura Ingraham, but somebody was running back some of the idiots. Mm-hmm. And I do mean capital I idiots, talking about how this was right after the 2020 election, how Trump will never be seen again on the political landscape. Yeah. He'll never be heard from again. Mm-hmm. Even they had that historian that I get so tired when they roll her out. You can smell the cedar or whatever every time they roll her out. She's a presidential historian. God bless her. I'm sure she's a nice lady, but
yeah, probably.
Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, you'll never hear from former President Trump ever again. Things like that. It's like, okay, all you people now suck it up, man. Well,
and you had the ones like the Nancy Pelosi's and a bunch of them who, they're going to make sure that Donald J. Trump never sees the Oval Office again. They will make sure that does not happen. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
Hey, Mitt Romney, how you like him now? How you like him now, buddy?
Yeah, Jack. Pal.
Pal.
Yeah.
So when Trudeau visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago, Trump did kind of, you could call it a threat, but he was being nice. He said, I could slap a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico unless y'all are going to cooperate with protecting the border. According to anonymous reports, Trump was said to have joked that if Trudeau did not like the idea, Canada could avoid the tariff by becoming the 51st state, but don't worry, he'd leave Trudeau as the governor.
That's funny.
Trump supporters enjoyed the joke, sharing it widely on social media, in part payback for Trudeau making jokes at Trump's expense in front of other world leaders in 2019.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's back.
How You Like Me Now comes to mind.
Yep.
Love that song. All right. We're going to connect with one of our favorites, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, coming up right here on the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.